and I'm sitting in the middle. Two girls by my side with the windows rolled down, and I'm feeling really fine. Cause you wanna know what's on your mind?
Welcome to the Guinea Chicks Podcast with Dave and Matt. I am alongside my co-host, Dave Swan. You can find him at swanagram.com, on Twitter at swanagram. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm well. How are you, Matthew?
I'm very well. We want to thank our audience for listening. We've got a great show for you lined up.
That was Jeff Rokaws playing us in.
Jeff Rokaws. We've got new music. That's exciting, right?
We'll let you know that halfway through.
We'll introduce the music whenever the music's about to come on. How was your week, Dave?
You're trying to jump the gun.
I'm jumping the gun, and he has a water gun pointed at me. Dave's taking preventative action. He thinks I've been too mean to him during the podcast. I got onto him whenever he was clicking a pen next to the recorder. I got onto him whenever he got up and started tea immediately after starting the podcast. Apparently, that was inappropriate behavior.
I was actually starting tea, and our guest wanted tea. But we covered that last week.
Yes, we did.
It's in the past, man.
It's in the past? Okay.
Yes.
So if you shoot me with a water gun, it's only going to be for current stuff.
Yes.
All right? There's no...
Or if I'm bored.
And that's really going to happen soon. I can already tell. You're kind of... All right. So your week was good?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Not too shabby.
Oh, you got yourself a little editing job tonight? A little video editing thing tonight?
Yes, I do.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to it. Thank you. High five.
Yeah. There we go. Any shows or anything last week?
Since we recorded the last one, I had fun down in Corona at Mills Creek. That was a good time.
Is that a golf course?
No, it was a steakhouse, kind of like they had, I don't know. It was like a banquet hall. They had good pulled pork wraps. It was tasty.
You did comedy there, or was it?
I did do comedy.
Okay, right on. So that was a fun show, right?
They were a great audience.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love it once you get outside of Los Angeles.
It's fun.
Corona. It's a town named after beer.
Yes, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's a town named after something kingly, but...
Oh, Corona means what? Crown in Spanish?
I think so.
So, like, Corona del Mar is like crown of the beach, I believe.
Sea.
Crown of the sea. I did not know that.
Playa is beach.
You're picking up on your Spanish. You're doing really well.
Four years in high school, my friend.
But you learn more out here, though.
See.
Would you agree? It's more, I like that, see, and it's reinforcing out here.
Yes.
You have to deal with, you know, Mexicans. You have to deal with them, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I like the haircut. Got a haircut, got a fancy haircut, looking snazzy.
I needed to change some stuff up last week, so I'm like, I'm getting a haircut.
Yeah, you were getting a little spiky.
No, I was getting long.
Yeah?
I had it down to my nose where it breaks.
Are you serious? It went that far? I wish I could grow my hair that far. That way, I wish I could grow my hair. That's pretty impressive.
I can see that.
Yeah?
But yeah, I had fun down there. It was a good time.
Yeah.
And the host messed up my name.
Swam?
Did he call you? Shaw.
Dave Shaw?
Dave Shaw.
Did you introduce yourself before and say?
Yes, I did.
Was he just retarded or drunk?
Oh, he was fine about it. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah.
Like, I already have something when someone messes up my name because I've gotten swang. I'm like, all right, we can do this.
Yeah, and it's not a common last name, but it's a common word.
Yes.
So, yeah. I got called.
I don't know, it's kind of common where I grew up. There was another family that went by Swan.
Yeah.
That we had no relation to.
Okay.
And I was like, one day I was in class and all their kids were older than me.
Mm hmm.
I was in class, every year it was just like, oh, hey, I had your older brother or older sister. And I'm like, nope, that wasn't, not me.
Yeah.
And then one year I wasn't paying attention. I go, oh, yeah. And my buddy looked at me and goes, you have an older sister? I go, oh, no. Oh, there's the plug.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
All right. So that's a good story. I worked with a guy whose name was Sean Connor, and the host brought him up as Sean Connery, completely oblivious to that's an actor.
I would rather him had brought him up as John Connor.
John Connor? That would be from the Terminator. Yes. Was John Connor the kid?
Yes.
Little boy? Okay. All right. Excellent. Why are you pointing the gun at me, Dave?
I'm preparing myself.
Okay. I've
got a loaded squirt gun. I've got to use it.
No, you still have to have it primed at me. Let's see.
My trigger finger is itchy.
Yes, it is. That was the first squirt. Dave has already shot me once. There was no reason for that, was there?
My trigger finger was itchy.
Well, it's because you have your finger on the trigger. Okay, so I had a had an interesting time, and I went to Nevada.
And how was that? You went to Reno, where
Reno, Nevada, dude.
Dreams go to die.
A lot of people think that's a crappy town. I think it was.
Oh, I've been there. I had fun there.
You had fun, yeah. You didn't. You had a friend. You performed.
I had
there.
A friend there. Yeah, I had a good time. I performed with an improv troupe. Yeah. I opened up for them. I don't remember their names though.
A lot of people crap on it. You know, the thing is, it's I like it because it's not Vegas. I mean, I like gambling, and I like concerts, and I like, you know, I like performing comedy, obviously. And it's, like, more beautiful up there. You got the mountains, and you got the timberline. I think Northern California.
Yeah, Tahoe. Yeah, it's nice.
Northern California beats the heck out of Southern California for scenery. Yeah.
Especially when you get past the cow pastures in Central California.
Yeah, Bakersfield and that, Fresno. Everyone, like, craps on Reno. I don't like Vegas. I'm not a Vegas person.
Isn't that where you're...
That's where I'm getting married,
yes. Nuptials?
Yeah, I'm getting married next week in Vegas, yes. But no, I mean, it's just because it's close. And it was...
Technically this week when this is released.
Oh, yes, this weekend. This weekend I'll be getting married, so yeah.
Instead of going to Coachella like everyone else in L.A.
What? Oh, yeah, Coachella's next weekend? Who goes to that? How do people go to
the
that?
The majority of my friends are going to it.
Really? Like, not comedy friends?
Yes.
Like, humans. Okay.
Yes.
I see the lineup, and it's great and all, but I don't want to be out there for 4 days. And I don't want to be, you know, covered in sweat and mud and dirt. And I mean, I can't enjoy a concert that way. Nope. Have you done any concerts like that?
The only one I went to was Lollapalooza, and that was fun. But I was staying at my buddy's apartment,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty much to myself because my buddy was, at that point, living with his girl. Actually, I think I spent more nights visiting him in Chicago than he spent staying at his
apartment. So the concert was in Chicago?
Yes.
Or outside Chicago?
Well, that's right. No, it's in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
That's where it is every year. Lollapalooza.
How long, how many days was it?
Three.
Like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of thing? You had a good time?
Blast.
Yeah. I mean, well, you were, what, like, you're in your
24.
College?
24.
Okay, so yeah.
Just out of college.
So, I mean, I guess that's the demographic for it or anything. I'm just getting old.
And Jane's Addiction played? Awesome.
It was the
first time they played together. I think
Since they like got back together? Kind
yeah.
Of, yeah, with like Dave Navarro and Perry Farrell and all. Yeah, wow.
Helicopter came in. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Helicopter came in and swooped down during the beginning of the show, like their set.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. They were playing Mountain Song.
What did the helicopter?
I don't know. It just looked cool.
Oh, okay.
Tool played. Mm-hmm. Kings of Leon.
Great concert.
Oh, it was great. They were great shows. Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Awesome. I was shocked. I was like, I don't really think I could get behind.
Yeah, well, he rocks the crowd.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that was one of the things about him. He always went out to try and do the rock shows because, you know, broaden his audience. And it was, I remember, like, in the early 90s, he was, like, saying, no, these are some of the guys I want to perform with Green Day. I want to perform with the Beastie Boys, you know.
I actually might be going to that show in the next couple weeks.
Green Day's coming to town?
The American Idiot one. They're doing a...
The play?
Yeah.
Oh, at the, where is it, at Pantages?
One of those theaters there.
Oh, that'd be a good show.
I hope so.
I'm interested in seeing it.
That's their last album I bought. It was American Idiot.
Yeah, the most recent one didn't really sell too well, but then again, all the albums have been kind of weird with the whole iTunes thing.
I kind of stopped listening to them, though, for the most part, after seeing them 2 years in a row, and it was the exact, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, here we're going to bring up people, we're going to play this song by Operation Ivy, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh.
Mm. So, anything in the news been striking your fancy? Are you still ambivalent to the presidential races yet?
Like you said, I don't care until, like, November.
October. Well, like, November, like, it's usually the first week in November.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just fascinated by this whole Rick Santorum thing. I don't know if he...
All I know is that a lot of people I'm friends with out here have a problem with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he goes over the top with it. I mean, I'm a Christian, but he goes over the top with his Christianity. It's just hilarious with... he's trying to be like the God president. He's kind of going with the George Bush playbook. And it's just... It's like we've already seen this. It's already happened. It failed, you know? It's just... I don't know. That you're not.
I have been reading the Kevin Smith book.
Okay.
Fingers not on the trigger. See?
Oh, okay.
I'm holding it safety-wise.
Okay.
Along the barrel.
For the people that can't see this, Dave just, he was excited, extended his right arm, and had the water gun about 3 feet from my face. And
that's a foot and a half, champ.
Okay, I'm at point blank range here. Okay.
Gross.
So, the Kevin Smith book?
Awesome so far.
Uh-huh. Any want to talk about it? Or
the first sentence is, I am a product of Don Smith's balls.
Is that his father, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, this is actually a good book. Yeah. All right.
Have you ever seen this show live?
on the back end, I think when I was handing out flyers.
If you want to, sometime we'll get you in. It's actually pretty good on that.
I know. I keep wanting to see it. Isn't there?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was watching the news. Bill Burr made the news.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
And he released a clip on his podcast, and I think it may. You know, he does a podcast every day, so he talks
Monday.
About it. Monday morning podcast does it every week. So it goes for like an hour, but really drew a lot of people's attention with just kind of cramping on alt comics and talking about like how they're kind of in the cocoon, and whenever he does a show with alt comics and mainstream comics, it's these guys are good in front of their own crowds, but when they're trying to do a mainstream audience, they fall on their face.
Well, what I saw, like, I kind of agreed with him a little bit about it, but it was more, you just have to try. I'm a baby comic, so I can't really speak to it. I'm just like, it seems like more just try and get up as much as you can, but if you just stay with one certain area.
One genre, if you will.
You just kind of.
You hinder
it. It's with anything. If you get, like, if you just do one thing, you get stagnant.
Yeah, you hinder your development.
Yeah.
And you, I will give it up. A lot of the alternative comics, when I do their rooms, they're very supportive. They actually, like, whenever.
I was shocked how supportive.
Yeah, because, like, they're at their own. I'm used to, when you go to, like, open, when you're doing, like, 3 or 4 shows, you do your spot, and then you usually wait for another comic, then you leave. They will sit there and watch, and they're actually genuinely interested. And, it is kind of a, Dungeons and Dragons circle, but it's a little clicky and all.
That's something I always wanted to get into, but never could.
The show, the game.
No, Dungeon, yeah.
It looked interesting, It looked interesting, but I wasn't interested in being friends with the people that played it.
That was what it was.
Yeah, it was just, it was too weird. It was too, Friday night in a basement as opposed to going to a keg party kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think like the guy, like that movie "Can't Buy Me Love." Like they were more interested in playing Dungeons and Dragons than going to a house party or something like that. They thought he was a dork after that. Yeah. Any good '80s movies you've seen recently?
Not "Can't Buy Me Love."
You ever seen that one?
No. Recently?
Yeah. I had cable all week because I was in the hotels. And I watched Can't Buy Me Love, and I watched that one. I watched Desperately Seeking Susan.
I've been watching Friday Night Lights.
The TV show or the
movie?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'm almost done with all 76 episodes.
You say that? That's like it's like you're proud that you accomplished it, but you're ashamed that you accomplished it.
I started last week.
Good Lord. It was like an hour-long episode. So that's
43 minutes. It's not an hour long.
So that would be like 76 hours. That would be about 60 hours you've watched that show.
No, I haven't gotten that far yet, but I'm getting there.
Oh, wow. Is that, do we need to have a talk with you about this?
I have an addiction problem. When I start doing something, I want to see it through.
Oh, okay. You're just going to have to finish it, huh?
Yes.
All right.
That's why I like when shows only last like a season or two.
Okay, good. That way you won't get strung into it. All right, well, speaking of something to finish, we're going to come back and finish this podcast after we take a little break. We've got our new musical guest during the interlude.
It's not going to blow back at me.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yes, our new musical guest. My buddy's band, these guys are awesome. I'd say they're playing at the Parlor this Saturday, but the podcast is going to come out after they play.
Uh-huh. Well, they can go to their website and find out their dates.
Yeah.
Or Facebook page.
Yeah. Okay. The band's called Everyday Animals. Mm-hmm. Kind of awesome.
Kind of awesome. I've heard their stuff. I like it.
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. So,
next week's the 11th, right?
Yes.
Okay, never mind. I'm good.
Well, we'll be right back. Take a listen to Everyday Animals. Thank you very much. Second half of the podcast. You've been listening to Everyday Animals?
Yes.
Everyday Animals, Dave's friend's band. Very good band. We've got our guest. She's lovely. She's hilarious. She's funny. She may be blushing. I can't tell.
I am.
Welcome to the Spokane Podcast, Jalen Bishop, everybody.
Woo! Hello. Yes. Do you guys have like a band that goes, whoa?
We need a house band.
I'd like that. That'd be fun.
Oh, you know,
we use my bed as a stage. They could just play there.
Oh, we could get Matt Clark maybe to be our house band. That'd be good, right?
Yes.
That would be absolutely.
I accidentally sent him the schedule yesterday.
You sent him the schedule?
When I was like, I'm doing this tomorrow. This is the only time I can record.
Okay.
I thought I sent it to you, and then I accidentally sent it to Matt.
Okay. Right on.
Oh, so he's downstairs waiting.
Absolutely.
He might be.
He's
playing on the street. You can make some money that way. Well, here in LA, I don't think you make a lot of money doing that. People just get annoyed.
Well, I mean, I actually gave a girl a dollar last Friday. I was playing out on downtown Burbank. I'm like, you know what? Here's a dollar. Maybe this will pay.
Like a street performer only?
Yeah.
I gave a guy a ride. I picked up a hitchhiker just because I was bored when I was driving.
I could do that.
Well,
too.
That is not smart.
Well, it was cool. He was cool. I only gave him like 5 miles basically. It was I just got him into town from where he was at. It was in Grass Valley, which is near Reno. Beautiful place in Nevada City, whatever. Uh-huh. These two little towns and. Yeah, he just came out on the main road. Like, you know what? I'm bored. This guy may have some interesting stories, and he kind of did. He just got kicked out of his girlfriend's house.
Good for him.
He needed a ride. I just got kicked out. I need a ride.
He looked kind of dangerous, so it was a little bit exciting, you know. Had like neck tattoos and stuff.
See, that's the only thing that white people do. White people pick up dangerous hitchhikers. I don't even think people hitchhiked anymore.
Oh, they do.
Well, yeah. Well,
I have not seen anybody hitchhiking. I don't even think I've ever seen anyone hitchhiking.
You never?
When I was a kid, maybe. But like now?
Like on the freeways, like on the main. Well, I mean, it's rare.
It's rare. My uncle, when he did his cross-country road trip, he's like, oh, yeah. When I was coming back, I picked up a guy. I drove with him for like, he had a bat, but he still seemed cool. I'm like, what?
What is wrong with you people? Who picks up somebody with a bat, with neck tattoos? He had a gun and a machete, but I thought he was all right. He never pointed it at me.
Well, it gave us something to talk about right here, didn't it?
He said it could be his getaway driver as well.
He had a shrunken head, but it didn't bother me. Who does that? Nobody picks up people like that.
You want to know why he has a shrunken head?
Yeah. And
it's a curiosity.
The whole time, you're like, why are you hitchhiking?
Do you mean he has
Who are you running from?
Do you mean he has a shrunken head?
No, like a witch
on his body or in his bag?
In his bag.
Okay.
And they like wear it around his neck.
Or around your neck. Just like, you guys pick him up.
Like a talisman or something.
He looks like an okay guy. Hey, it's not going to bother me. That is crazy.
No, it was interesting. The guy was interesting. He was talking about his cousin had a bar in Victorville and wants me to. And it was like, hey, like, do they ever? I immediately hit him up. I was just like, do they ever?
Being a comic, I need stage time. I'm a stage whore. Hey, does your cousin have do any stand up?
Do they ever do music? Or
that's what I kind of hate. It's just like, can I get
a couple minutes?
No, he wasn't. He was just like. I asked him, like, do they ever do music there? And I was like, he's like, yeah, maybe we'll put a show there. He's like, yeah, cool, I'll put him in contact with you.
Hilarious.
So things can work out.
That's true. Now, did you tell your fiance that you picked up a weirdo? Because women will go crazy. You're lucky she didn't kill you.
Oh, we have an understanding.
That you're just a weirdo and you're going to pick up
weird
people.
She's known me for a couple of years. So I mean, she gets it. You know,
pretty much anyone who's known you for a couple of years knows you're a weirdo.
Yeah, she's artistic herself. She's all right.
And she would pick up. But so then how would you feel if your girlfriend, or now she's not your girlfriend, she's getting ready to be your wife.
Yeah.
This time next week, she will be your wife.
If your
wife picks up a weird hitchhiker.
Surely she's going to do what she's
double standards.
Yes. You'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why'd you pick up some weird guy
or girl? I don't care if she does it, but if something happens to her, I go, well, that's why you did it.
See?
I mean, you know, I don't care. I don't care if nothing happens to her. If everything goes fine, great. But if, you know, she winds up, you know, losing a limb, I go, well, you shouldn't pick up hitchhikers.
If something happens to you, somebody's going to, I'm going to make sure I'm the first person walking up to you and go, so that's why you shouldn't pick up hitchhikers.
And I agree.
What if it had nothing to do with the hitchhiker that he
just that you stopped.
Yeah. You stopped and got rear-ended by another car.
Anything in that day would make me go, that's why you shouldn't pick up hitchhikers.
All right.
You could die 20 years later and go, that's why you shouldn't pick up
hitchhikers. You guys are going to outnumber me on the, we are anti-hitchhikers for today.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully neither of your cars ever break down in the middle of nowhere.
I don't think I would have the nerve to hitchhike.
No,
I saw that movie with, I think
Kurt
it was
Russell?
Jodie Foster, like years ago.
Yeah.
And she was hitchhiking. No. It was crazy. It was like she was really young and she was hitchhiking. Uh-huh. Or some, I think it's called, I don't even know, maybe
Taxi
Driver or something.
The only one I can think of.
And this kid was hitchhiking and her mother used to say, do not hitchhike. Uh-huh. Do not hitchhike.
Don't pick up
hitchhiking. So she was hitchhiking to get from one beach to home.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was just like crazy mayhem that happened to her in between. So ever since then, I've been like, I've been anti-hitchhiker. And I think it was like about 10 when I saw
it.
Yeah, but it's, come on.
Movies based off of something.
Yeah, like Harlan Williams and Something About Mary, that kind of thing.
You can spray him if you want.
No, Dave has offered.
I know you have a fetish with this gun, but you had it like in your mouth a few minutes ago.
That's what it is.
So I don't know. I want to be touching your little water gun.
Yeah, Dave has offered Jalen the water gun.
And it's so cute. This is like compact. This is
wonderful. Orange and green, kind of University of Miami colors going on.
Yeah, you should like hang this out of the window.
It matched your bracelet too.
Angela one?
Yeah.
This is cool. You can hang this out of the window as you're driving, and when somebody does something stupid, like they're walking really slow,
yeah,
and you're just like, the pedestrian has the right of way.
Yeah.
I've always wanted rotten egg launchers in my car.
Oh.
Just like if someone cut me off or someone did something, just
paintballs. Paintballs.
Oh no, paintballs hurt too much. Well, the person's going to have to fall down in the street, but that's going to take a little bit of
time. A rotten egg, they're going to smell like rotten egg for the rest of the day.
And they kind of deserve it.
Or hot Limburger cheese.
Ooh.
You will smell like that forever. It will never go away.
You actually put some thought into this, Jay.
Yeah. You used to, like, back in the day, if somebody pissed you off, you would wait outside of their vehicle when they went in the house, and you would sneak under the car. This is an old New York thing. You sneak under the car, and you throw Limburger cheese on their radiator.
Oh! You heard of some evil New
muffler.
York.
Boom!
Oh, some evil
it
New York stuff.
It never goes away.
That's
never.
Mean.
You got to get rid of the car.
You are dirty. You're filthy.
Never goes away.
Girls don't play by the rules.
That is mean.
That's it.
I don't think that was a trick taught you by a girl either.
No.
I think that was,
no.
That's some
old mafiosa stuff.
Dirty
right?
Street stuff. Man.
That's some dirty stuff.
There's not going to be any fingerprints on the Limburger either.
No.
It's going to melt away.
And then the thing is, the beauty
of
it
is. But the smell never will.
No one ever knows what it is. You never know what it is. You think, like, for a while, you're like, is it a fart?
You're like rotten food in the car or something?
And you clean out your car.
Yeah.
You have your car detailed. And you go through all of these changes to try to figure out what's wrong
with your
car.
It turns into, like, financial penalties after a while,
and it's only Limburger cheese.
And you can't.
Melted. And they never can get it to go away.
So how do you carry Limburger cheese with you when you're in New York?
No. But I often think of people who I should Limburger.
Yeah.
Especially out here in L.A.
Oh,
there's a lot
there's
of people
of
to
them.
Be Limburger.
Yeah. I
Limburger band.
I got into
better than sugar in the tank.
I got into an altercation last night with a guy who was with a pedestrian. I was in West Hollywood and I was going on Fountain. And I hope this guy's listening. Probably not. Nobody's listening. I was gonna make a left hand turn onto Fountain from one of the streets, and like one guy saw me making a left hand turn and like walked behind my car. I was like, cool. And then, so I'm kind of like creeping out a little bit to try to see. And then this jogger runs right in front of me and bangs on my car hood and flips me off and goes, "Hey, I'm running here!" And I was just, and like the other guy was just like, "What's this guy?" The guy that walked behind it was just like, "This guy's a complete jackass." And I go, "Hey, you're right. I'm sorry." And he flipped me off again. And so what I did, so I was going to make a left hand turn anyway. He was going that way. I pull over. I see him at the next stoplight. I stop my car. I get out and I go like, "Hey." And I was like, "Hey, faggot!" And that got his attention. I go, "Hey," and he flips me off. I go, "Hey, you accept my apology?" And I go, "Do you accept my apology?" Flips me off again. And I go, "You're a faggot like I thought," and then got in my car and left. I didn't feel bad about it, you know?
That was a lot of time you spent getting back at the guy.
Well,
ran him over.
He would have made a mess on my car.
Sprayed him with a shot.
I apologized. I was offering to apologize to him.
Yes, because you did not see
him. I was in the wrong, and he was correct. He went over the line, you know, popping on my car and going nuts. Like, the other guy saw me, and, you know, he went behind my car, you know? And I didn't feel bad about calling him a faggot. It may have been a hate crime. I don't really care.
See, I wouldn't have felt bad about running him over.
Yeah.
Because I believe, at that point, you have accosted me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. He initiated contact.
You gave the first blow, so the second blow, because you hurt my car. Yeah. So my car should be able to hit you back, right?
It's true. And he's winded, so he can't run that fast.
So when you know, when you were a kid, your mother always said, don't hit anybody unless you want to get hit back. He hit my car, so my car should hit him back. Yeah. So I would have rolled up beside him and said, I'm sorry. Now, I feel bad about this.
You know, we need to get...
But the car is pissed. Bam! And I would have hit him.
We need to get you on one of those daytime judge shows.
Yes.
Judge J.
Yeah, because judge that... Jay, yeah, because you... It's an eye for an eye. Yeah. You do some silly shit, somebody needs to gouge out your eye. You need to get...
We're going to go into development on this. You're a sassy black woman. This is going to work daytime television.
That's it.
Absolutely. Judge J.
Judge Jalen.
I think Dave, he kind of looks like a bailiff.
You look like a beautiful bailiff.
Yeah.
If you have not seen him, ladies... I don't know what a show he's going to be.
He looks like he can enforce something.
He has beautiful green eyes.
Yeah.
He is a delicious specimen
of a man.
Yeah. Delicious. He's hairy. He's delicious.
Hairy in a good way. Not Glendale.
Delicious
Army.
Matt is, but Matt's getting ready to get married. So
yeah, he's not Armenian hairy. Yeah,
No.
He's good.
He's got this beautiful blonde, brownish hair.
And Norwegian kind of,
delicious. He's got little freckles on his... Oh, he's just delicious.
Yeah.
And today he's wearing this little tank top. Delicious.
Well, you're lucky he put on a shirt whenever you came up. When I answered,
he didn't have a shirt. Well, he can take it off. He looks like he's got muscles. I'm all right.
He works out. He does work out. I want to be like the host. I want to be like the Doug Llewellyn, you know, interviewing the people outside.
Outside.
Judge Jay's courtroom.
I think you should be.
Judge Jalen's courtroom.
I think you should be.
I think we have something going on here.
I like the chemistry.
I think we got development. You want to start taking notes? Actually, we're recording.
We're recording this? I'm thinking maybe, you know, USA Network. Maybe we'll go OWN.
I think it's CMT.
I'm thinking...
I don't know why CMT.
Yeah, I'm thinking OWN. I'm thinking Oprah Winfrey Network. I think...
Well, O is having some problems.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. The other day she was on the news and she was talking about... She is now taking second thoughts that she shouldn't have maybe started the O Network.
She's down to $2
billion. Because now she's
Wait, I thought she had the O Network and the OWN's the new one.
No, it was OWN.
It's OWN, but now she's like, oh,
no, she's
damn.
Just like,
it's not.
So does she have one or two networks?
She has one. It's one, but she was referring to it as O.
I think O was the radio.
But O is her magazine.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, anything that your name is on is O. I tried to get her to buy me, and she was like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, okay, so what we're going to do
is... that the name she was going to go with, or...?
No, that's just what she said.
So our show, we're going to try to find whatever the best show on Oprah Winfrey Network is.
Yes.
And we're going to try to go up against it with Judge Jay.
Yes.
All right. And I like the energy going on here. I think this is going to turn. This is going to work out. We got the bailiff. We got the judge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now we just need people, because you know that's what's wrong with this country.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with this country. Everybody's so PC now.
Yeah.
Screw that.
You know, everybody's PC, and nobody realizes. You know what? We need to bring this country back.
Yeah. Get real.
One slap at a time. That's how we need to bring this
country back. Will those be some of your sentences?
Yes.
Yeah, I like that, one slap
at a time. Like, we should start slapping everybody in Congress. That's who needs to get slapped.
Oh, I agree.
They're the first people to get slapped. Because they've messed up our credit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So bad, we can't buy anything.
Yeah.
So, I was watching CNN, and we were trying to buy something. I don't know what America was trying to buy.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to buy it from China.
Yeah.
And China actually brought our application back to us, and they're like, oh, no.
like a Bank
you
of America?
You need co-sign up. That is ridiculous.
We're going to get Denmark to co-sign for us.
Yeah.
I agree. It's like one of those things. All right, if your term wins something, like, if you're... Let's give you one term to get it back, all right?
Yeah.
If you screw up the first, like, let's...
Yeah.
If you can get reelected, awesome, you can get reelected.
Yeah.
But if you screw it up on the second one, why are you still in Congress?
Oh, yes, you should leave. Yeah. We should start doing Congress the same way they've done our jobs. We need to outsource them. Let's get some Indians in there and outsource their jobs. Do you know how pleasant it would be to deal with your congressman? If he was an Indian,
I also like what they do in England. I like the arguing, and I like the powdered wigs. They go
overboard.
I was thinking,
story you of the Wellmouths, not what did you
all? Well, the accent.
Very rich.
Yeah. More people will watch CNN.
Yeah. Can you see? I like the way they do it in
C-SPAN. Will get like Mountain Dew commercials.
Pakistan.
What's that?
Oh, I like the Pakistan and government.
Yeah.
I do. If you've ever watched
outside of the harboring terrorist thing. Yeah.
No. Okay. I love the way they do it. If you do something and piss somebody off.
They're parliament. Yeah.
They don't just, like they say, you know, Dave, you're a jerk. Right in front of everybody. And then you get to say, really? What makes you think I'm a jerk? And they go, because the other day you were doing something stupid. And you go, you were doing something stupid. You were doing something stupid. And then all of a sudden it turns into a fist fight. Where some dude that's not even in it jumps five, you know, jumps five miles and punches you in the face.
It's awesome. Oh, they go kind of like 8 mile kind of thing.
I love it. Yeah, I would love to see Rick Santorum get his little wig knocked off. Wouldn't you love that? I would love to see him do that. I'm just like, one day he's standing up there talking about, I am the ultimate Christian. Yeah. I am the ultimate Christian. And you just see out of nowhere a Democrat just a socks him in the face.
That would be good, because especially like a guy like Obama, who's actually in shape and works out and stuff. You know,
he could probably take somebody.
He could.
He's got the reach, I bet.
He's tall.
Well, the only thing he's got going, the one problem he does have, his ears are like a really bad
reach. Those
you can't grab those.
You're grabbing hold of those suckers.
Yeah, because I don't know about you. When you're going up against the president, you have to fight dirty.
He's got Secret Service.
You gotta.
Yeah.
No holes
barred. Well, the Secret Service couldn't be in on this.
No, it's just gotta be. That's what we should start doing. Remember how countries used to do that?
Congressional cage fighting.
Congressional cage fighting. That's what we gotta start.
That can follow Judge Jay.
Instead of the Octagon, the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Because
you remember the kings used to fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We no longer send our kings out. Now, I think if we start doing that, we do need to keep President Obama. We do need to get more thugs in the White House.
Yeah.
Because the old congressmen we have now, we're not going to be able to fight.
Yeah, I don't think John McCain could really do it.
John McCain only got one arm.
Yeah.
And he only has one ball. So he is not going to be able to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. He only has one ball. He's in the concentration camp.
That's one less than Sarah Palin. Yeah.
Because she's got four.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Sarah, but you know, if we do start fighting like that, we do need to get Sarah back.
Because she is a gun-toting cowboy. She was a basketball player. She's athletic. She can work. Yeah.
Yes, we gotta get Palin in there. I don't know if Rick Santorum. I don't think he's gonna fight. Yeah. I think only thing he's gonna say is bullshit.
I would love to see Newt Gingrich in a fight. I would love to see somebody beat
Newt. Don't count Newt out. Newt is a gangster. Newt would stab you when your back is turned.
Yeah. He looks like he knows his way.
Well, you know, his biggest supporter was like a casino owner in Vegas.
That says something.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
Just because casino owners look clean now doesn't mean they were. Oh, they got to get in there somehow.
I was watching it. I was just like, dude, Newt's got some dirt, man.
Newt is so dirty.
He's trying to be a swinger.
He got kicked out of Congress twice for ethics.
Yeah.
And he got back in.
Yeah. And then somehow he wiggles. I'm like, what is wrong with Americans?
Yeah.
When this guy gets kicked out of Congress twice, and yet we're like, hey, he could be the president. Yeah. Really? How could he be the president?
He was up on ethics violations whenever he was going on Clinton over ethics violations.
I was like, this dude is the crookedest. He is just grimy.
Yeah.
His own mother is like, yo, Newt. If you come in the house, we gotta shake you down before you leave.
You gotta spray him down.
He's grimy.
He has to get like the police lockdown kind of thing where they de-louse
him. He has to be frisked when he leaves your house. He's grimy. They don't even let him all the way in the church. They're like, say your prayers from the stoop, dude.
Don't use the holy water. Yeah. We don't want the smell of burning flesh. Yeah. It's all right.
He is just grimy.
Invite him over for dinner. He steals the silverware.
Yeah. I like him because he's grimy. If he became the president, you'd wake up one morning and you'd like...
Gangster.
Did he sell us? Because he's going to sell you to the top bidder.
Yeah. Our deficit would be gone. Yeah. We wouldn't know how it would be gone.
Yeah, we're going to be East China. Yeah.
Yes, Russia would own you. So don't get... You better brush up on your Russian.
Hey, I got rid of the deficit. Yeah, but we're now West China. Yeah, here we go.
I sold you guys. He's grimy. Rick Santorum,
he's got some great porn. You know, he's got some great porn on his hard drive. As hardcore as he is, I mean, I'm anti-porn, I'm anti...
Oh, Rick Santorum.
He's got some transgendered, interracial, cocky stuff.
I want this race to even get more... intense because we're going to find out. We're going to find out some real nice juicy dirt on Rick Santorum. Yeah. Watch, he probably has his retarded cousin in the basement that he goes down every other night and humps. That's what he's got, and he's got
a black
grandma that he doesn't want anybody to know, and they're from the deep dirty south. You know, he's going to have some.
He's got his own Sally Hemings thing going on.
And he's a hermaphrodite. We're going to find out some dirt on this man because he tries to pretend he's so perfect. But did you see the other day when he was trying to say, I don't know what kind of speech he was trying to give. Uh-huh. And he says, we know the previous Obama.
What?
We know who Obama was.
Yeah.
He was an anti-Nick.
What?
Let's just go on. I was like, what in the hell? He almost said the N-word. Good. I was like, he is gonna one day.
He's like, come on, do it.
Say it. And then I like 2 weeks ago when they caught him and he said, welfare, everybody on welfare, we're going to give black people a chance to get off welfare. I'm like, what?
How'd you connect welfare to black?
Where did that come from? And then when they talked to him about it, Pat O'Reilly talked to him, and he was like, Bill O'Reilly talked to him. And he said, we were talking about Bill O'Brien earlier, and now I've got him stuck.
Bill O'Reilly from the O'Reilly factor.
But he talked to him, and he said, let me just play back the clip for you so you know. He goes, no, first of all.
Wait.
It was out of context.
He goes, it was out of context. You guys taking it out of context. So he said, okay, well, we'll play the whole thing for you. So he plays the whole thing for him. Uh-huh. And he clearly hears that he says black. Yeah. He clearly says he says about welfare.
Yeah.
So he says.
He just freely associates the two. Yeah.
So O'Reilly says to him, he says, well, you do realize that more white people are on welfare.
Yeah.
That's just because there's more white people in the world. Okay, we're talking about the United States, dude. Okay, hello. So he says, he goes, but I didn't mean it like that. He goes, what did you mean? He goes, actually, if I can digress a little, I didn't even say black. He says, no, you said black. They play it for him 100 times. Yeah. He'll say, black? He enunciates the blah. To it. I was like, you said black. Matter of fact, your whole face turned black. Yeah. You put up a black face Sambo as you were doing it. You were doing the dance. Okay?
He brought up a picture of Lil Wayne. Yeah.
You had Lil Wayne and Lil Kim in the same place. Let me lick your lollipop. Dude, you were saying black, okay?
Yeah.
You took out an easy E card with you.
You snagged your pants when you were saying it. Yeah.
You were saying black.
Yeah.
He was like, he says, I didn't say black. He said, yeah, you did. He plays for him like 5 times. He goes, well, I was trying to say blah.
Blah people?
Oh, I said, well, what is blah people? I was like, Rick Santorum is a tard. He's going to get us blown off the face of the planet. If he becomes president, he's going to say something crazy.
There's no way he's going to become president. I think Obama's got to be rooting for him. You know what I mean? Because this guy.
Is that your guys' player? All right.
Yeah,
if that's what you guys got, I'm cool with that. No wonder he's so confident. Yeah. You know, he keeps saying, well, when I get reelected, I'd be pretty confident too. You're like, basically going up against the Keystone Cops.
It's like, here, you want to go in 5'8 off suit? Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. That's your best play.
I'm wondering if there's someone they're like, all right, let's just not show them. Let's keep them hidden. Keep them hidden. Okay, these were our little stool pigeons.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm thinking. I'm thinking they've got somebody in the gun just waiting. Because I'm a Republican, and I am getting ready to hand in my card.
Yeah. I'm a Ron Paul guy.
Well, Ron Paul is just... I love him.
He's not going to win.
He's just going to die.
Yeah, he's 77 years old.
He's 7,700 years old.
Yeah, I like him because he's honest. He'll say the same speech in front of everybody.
Because he's like an old grandpa who has Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he's like,
he doesn't care.
Yeah,
Reagan.
He doesn't even know where he's at half the time. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, they say, Dr. Paul.
Yeah, Dr. Paul. Yes.
They'll be like, Dr. Paul.
Show your respect.
This blah, 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 blah. And they'll tell him something. He'll go, what?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know he was there. He never knows where he's at. And he always asks the person to repeat the question. He's like, repeat what you just said. No. You repeat your answer. No. Have that lady repeat that. They're like, Dr. Paul, that was 5 hours ago. I don't care. Repeat it. And then he'll answer every question.
Yeah.
And then he'll go, so what do you think about that? Well, Dr. Paul, we don't even know what we asked you. It was 20 hours ago.
You want me to repeat it?
And then that's what he goes. He goes, do you need me to repeat that? Because I'll repeat that. You can't get in an argument with Ron Paul because it's all about, can you repeat what you just said?
Yeah.
And you're like, you're a jerk. Well, repeat that, what you just said.
You're a jerk.
You're a jerk. Okay. Repeat it again. But this time, say it like you mean it. And you're like, oh, this guy. But he's so cute.
Yeah, he's just the littlest, tiniest, cutest little thing.
Yeah. You just want to put him outside on your yard.
Yeah. Well, no, you got to meet...
Like a gnome.
You want to see him with one of those ear horns?
Oh, I want to put him like a little gnome outside.
Well, you got to meet the president.
I did get to meet the president.
Yes,
I
you did.
I actually met President Bush.
The second Bush.
Yes, baby Bush.
H.W. Bush. Yeah.
W. I met W.
And this was after you won...
America's Funniest Mom.
Yes.
And W was... I did not win. I actually came in third.
Came in third.
But he thought I won.
Yeah, but that's what he...
That's all that matters. He's president. You can call
it a smoke. It was so cool because, like, he's walking down the hall and they tell you before you meet the president. I don't know. Have you ever met the president, Dave?
Of course not.
And Matt, have you ever met the president?
It was back in college. Yeah.
Okay. But, well, you know, when you meet the president, for all the listeners, when you meet the president, they tell you exactly what you can cannot do.
They brief you on it.
They're like, if the president doesn't touch you, do not touch him. If the president doesn't hug you, do not hug him. If he's asking you a question and you don't know the answer, still smile. If he doesn't know your name, just smile. Whatever he says is good.
Make him feel comfortable.
He is God. He is not the president. He is God.
Yeah.
You understand?
Was this like a live videotape thing?
Yes, and it was a live shot. Okay. It wasn't
like
live.
Like a C-SPAN maybe or something like that?
It was not supposed to be live. It was supposed to be taped.
Yeah.
And then we're going to air it.
And so they can, like, show people.
But... he comes down the hall and he has no idea that he is going to be taped. And he is just such howdy doody. I mean, he is country.
Yeah.
And he's coming down the hall and he's
like, did he have his swag?
He had his swag.
Little Texas.
Bush is a whole lot of things, but swagless he is not.
No, I heard he lights up the room.
Yeah.
He is swag. I really liked him. I actually did get to meet, I met Clinton, but he's creepy.
Oh, really?
He holds your hand a little bit too long.
Oh.
And his nose looks like a penis.
Yeah.
It's got the slit and everything. That is not cute. You're like, oh, what's the little hole? That's not sexy.
Wow.
I did not like that. Well, he holds your hand too long. Like those people that look in your eye and go,
I just want to talk to you. He kind of comes
up. And he kind of rubs it and you're like, somebody shoot him.
Yeah,
I was like, ooh, amaze him.
He did kind of come off car salesman, you know? Yeah.
He was creepy.
Yeah.
He was like, I like chocolate in the basement. He was creepy. I was like, Hillary, come get your man.
Yeah.
Get your man now.
He's doing it again.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
But Bush comes down the hall, and he is so swag.
Yeah.
He is like... he's like a drunk uncle. Because he's coming down the hall. He's like, how you doing? Everybody, how you doing?
He's like Matthew McConaughey.
He's like,
confused
he's
kind
like,
of thing, yeah.
Throwing fingers at people going, what's up? How you doing? Call me. He
Facebook.
Gets up to us, and he has no idea that the cameras are on. And then he finally realizes, bang, the camera's on. And he goes into, now he's the president.
No, he's going into presidential
mode. And he's like, America's Funniest Mom, how you doing? He walks right up to me. Now, I did not win.
Yeah.
And he says, the winner is standing right next to me.
Yeah.
And he's like,
you can't call him out on it.
Yeah. He goes, America's Funniest Mom, how you doing? I loved you on that show. You remind me of myself. When all the rest of the mothers were running around like a chicken with their head cut off. No, not you. You were cool like a cucumber. I love that. Now, put your fingers up. We're going to take a photo of it. I was like, and I look over at the Secret Service man who has a taser. Like, I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna get tased. And he's like,
this is hilarious.
Shaking his head, like, don't do it.
Don't dare correct him.
But the girl who won is freaking getting ready to cry. Like, her eyes are welling up and stuff. And I was like, Mr. President, I didn't win. He said, what do you mean you didn't win?
How dare you?
I don't understand this.
Yeah.
He was like, now, you're reminding me of myself. Even when you're like me, Even when you don't win, you're a winner. You know what I'm saying?
He said that?
He said,
that kind of goes back to the Florida thing. Oh,
I know. He was like, put your fingers up. We're going to take photos.
I decreed you the winner.
And I was like, oh, my God. So I was like, well, Mr. President, because this chick is crying now.
Yeah.
Oh, and geez. I was like, oh, crap. And the Secret Service is like, zzz, zzz. Oh,
you know he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting ready to get tased.
They're like you with the water gun.
I was like,
yeah.
I'm getting ready to get tased. Oh, and I said, Mr. President, I did not win. I just did not win. He said, now I don't understand this. Who won? Who won?
We're all winners.
He was like, you're hilarious. Couldn't nobody beat you or watch you. We had a little incident, and that's why I missed the end of it. But
choked on a pretzel. Yeah.
Who won? I said, Mr. President, the Pakistani mom won. He said, he starts laughing. He's hitting his leg. He's crying. He's on the ground laughing. And he's like, Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me America's funniest mom and a Pakistani wins and they call me freaking stupid. I was like, well, you got me on that one, Mr. President. It was the funniest thing ever.
He was so cool.
And then he goes, y'all know y'all can't use that. Go ahead, wrap up those cameras, boys. Let me get that. You're still a winner in my book. And he just walked off. He never even spoke to the rest of the mothers. He just walked off.
He
said, I didn't even remember her.
I gave her the eye test. She's the funniest one.
Yeah,
you know?
He was like, that's it. You're number one. He said, hey, you want to come over to the White House? I was like, aren't we in the White House? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I've been forgetting these things. he was really cool. Yeah, I thought he was cool. Well, I would definitely want to have a beer with him.
He's charismatic. Yeah.
He's charismatic.
Yeah.
Who has charisma off of this, out of this world, is President Obama.
Yeah.
He is the most charismatic person ever. He will know your name.
Mm-hmm.
He'll know something about you.
Yeah.
You'll feel like you're homeboys. You'll be like, yes, we can. When you walk away from him, you're like, yes, we can.
It'd be like, J-Lo, what do you think about the Broncos signing Manning or whatever?
And he'd be like, death to the Broncos. I hope the Broncos go down in a fiery flame.
Yeah.
Just because, how do you fire that little Tebow?
Oh, yeah. He brought
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. For people that don't realize this, Jalen, you're from Denver?
I am originally from Denver, but I lived in New York for a long, long time. So I consider myself a New York Denver.
Denverian?
A Denverian?
I like Denverian.
Denverian?
But sounds like a...
No, Denyorkin. Denyorkin? Yeah. No, that sounds like a dog.
Denyorkin.
I'm a New Yorkin.
Colorado Yorkish.
A new Denverin?
New Denverite.
Can we figure Yankee in there somewhere? Coloradanky? I don't know.
Coloradanky?
No. That sounds danky. Somebody needs to pull it. That's my danky right there.
New Vern?
No, that sounds like too close to the NuvaRing.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, anyway, we got sidetracked. Obama would ask you what you thought about.
Obama was very, I got to meet him, too.
Yeah. Really?
And I met him before I had a show on Mania TV.
Okay.
And it was a pundit show. Mm-hmm. So I would ask, I got on C-SPAN by asking all of the candidates.
Going through the...
I asked them all questions. Funny questions. Like, I asked Hillary Clinton. We had a big press conference, and it was our first press conference. I didn't realize...
Was this while they were campaigning?
Yeah, they were all campaigning.
The 2008 campaign, okay.
And I didn't realize that in order to ask the questions, they know who they're going to pick.
Yeah.
But they also... You have to scream a question out, and then they pick you. So I was like waiting, and I'm just waiting, and I was like, okay. They said, Jay, they're going to ask you. I'm waiting, and like the CNN chick is like, blah, 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 and
they're good.
Washington Post, they're everywhere. So I was like, okay.
Well, they're professionals.
I'm getting in my time.
Yeah.
And when she gets ready to walk away, I just reached out and I was like, oh, maybe this is it. <Yeah. laughs> And I reached out, and I tapped her, and I said, excuse me, Senator Clinton. And she turned around and I said, I know how everyone thinks that you're not a very funny woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she says,
Oh, challenge?
Yes. And I said, but I know that you are hilarious. So could you please tell us a joke? And keep it, I said, and keep it clean so no child gets left behind.
Did she have anything?
She said, good one. Have her beaten.
Oh, and then you were beaten?
Actually, no, she actually did tell a joke.
Okay.
But the joke was so corny, I don't remember it. Okay. And it was so funny. She did actually stop and tell the joke.
Don't
and it was on C-SPAN because I got her to do it. And then I also did...
It would be hilarious if, like, the first joke out of a politician's mouth was, like, the most inappropriate thing.
Oh, I would love it.
Yeah, it would be like, you know, either,
there's
like,
a black,
racist,
a Mexican, and a Chinese guy. They all walk into a bar. Wouldn't that be cool? That would be Rick Santorum.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it would be probably Muslim, Jew, and
there was a Jew, there was a knee,
Never mind who else was there.
Never mind, let's just go.
There were other guys. But, or like a rape joke is like the first thing out of their mouth.
Oh. So I was helping this chick, right? I mean, no, okay, that in the joke.
Yeah.
That's part of the joke.
And then it gets quoted in like the next ad.
That's the joke, okay? Yeah. You people don't know how to take a joke. Calm down. That's bullshit. I love how he said that's bullshit when he was off the air.
Which one?
Rick Santorum.
He said that.
He was a reporter had told him, had said that he said something about Mitt Romney.
Okay.
And he got so upset.
Uh-huh.
He's filling out autographs, and he looks at the guy, everybody said he did it for, you know, to get some more publicity. Mm-hmm. But I don't really think he realized that the cameras were still on.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's filling out the
signing autograph
to somebody,
like a
and he's like, oh, yeah, oh, kiss the babies. Mm-hmm. And he looks at the reporter, and the reporter says, so you think that Mitt Romney's not fit to serve at all? He goes, that is not what I said.
Wow.
Stop misquoting me.
He finally hit
because
a point.
You know what you are? That's bullshit.
He thought he was on cam.
And the guy just went, it's
like,
what part of the Bible is that in?
It's like hearing your preacher swear.
Yeah, he was like, that's in Deuteronomy chapter 5. Bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I was like, wow, he went crazy.
Yeah, it's in the Book of Carlin under bullshit.
He was like, that's bullshit.
It's so weird when you hear somebody that, you know, so doesn't swear so much. Like,
he does swear because, now, this is how I knew that he swears. My mother never swears.
Yeah.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
If she gets mad, she goes, that's some ding dong la doom doom.
Was your mother a Mayberry?
My mother is the whitest black person on the planet.
That's like 80 McClurg
stuff. She goes, I am so ding-dongly mad. Right now, I'm going to write a letter. sizzling. I am so ding-dongly mad.
Fiddlesticks.
Oh, doop-dob-dob-dobs. And then she goes, blankety-blank-blank-blank. That's when she's hit her point.
Okay.
But if my mother ever cursed... The first time I ever heard my mother curse was a couple years ago, and she was pissed off. Somebody had done something to her. Actually, she's only 5 foot.
Okay.
And she's very, very tiny.
Yeah.
And she went to the doctor's office, and she found out. She's always said she's 5'1". And my father called.
She doesn't want to get mixed in with those 5-footers. Oh, they're a dangerous crowd.
And she's always said she's 5 foot.
Yeah.
One. Always.
Mm-hmm.
5'1", 5'1".
Oh,
that
1 inch makes
a big difference. Yeah. She's not a midget. She's 5'1". And so she goes to the doctor's office, and the doctor tells her that she's 5 foot.
Oh, because like older people kind of shrink.
My mother snapped. She calls my father around. My father is this Chicagoan cool. He kind of seems like a black exploitation film when you talk to him. Because he's always like,
little Dolomite kind of action going on.
Yeah, he's like, what's happening, player?
Huggy Bear kind of thing going on,
player.
Yeah.
Now, you know, and then my dad called me and said, you players need to get down there and go get your mother. Something happened, man. She's going bananas.
Some jazz happening down there. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I think them cats down there did something. And she's real out of pocket right now. Something about her height or her weight. So you players need... Now, and he's talking about me and my sisters.
Yeah,
he calls us players.
Players.
All the time.
Oh,
hey, player, how you doing, player? So we run down to the doctor's office. I get down there. I said, Mom, what's going on? She's like, I am writing a letter. First of all, I'm going to stop Kaiser right now. No more co-payments. No more. Nothing from me. Okay? You can get it out of my blood, but how you'll get it, I don't know, because I'm never, ever, 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 ever coming back in here again. And I mean it. And I mean it. I am going to start a letter line. Oh, you people are going to be buried in paper. I mean it. So I'm like, Mom, what happened? Did he touch you? What happened? And the doctor's like, I am so sorry. I will put it back. Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's too late.
No, sir.
It's too late.
You have taken the... Oh, and when she gets real mad, she goes, I am mad at you. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
She's
why are you
into, like,
singing? Yes,
stuff.
She goes into octaves. She goes, I am mad
at
you.
That's like West Side Story. That's what they did.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I was like, Mom, what's the matter? What happened?
Yeah.
She goes, I am PO'd. And I... Forgive me for saying that and being disrespectful. Matter of fact, I am not PO'd. I am pissed.
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 Oh.
That's her pissed.
Oh.
But she can't even say it. Yeah, no. She can't even say it.
She
emphasized
the hiss.
Pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's pissed, Mom. No, pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And this is how I know Rick Santorum cusses. Because people who don't cuss don't know how to say cuss words.
Yeah.
My mother tries to cuss out the doctor. When the doctor then whites out the 5 foot and puts in the 5'1", she says, you big-headed ass in a hole.
Yeah. Ah! Ass in a hole.
Yeah, ass in a hole. I mean, you are an ass in a hole. I just... The hole...
You are assin. Ass. You are.
You are. I said, did you call him an assin? Mom, it's not. And she goes, you know what? Damn it, you.
Damn it, you.
You don't say damn it, you.
Damn you. Yeah.
And he would have said, if Rick Santorum was not a cusser, he would have said, that is bull and shit. That's what he would have said. But he said, that's bullshit. He had a little raw head, too.
Yeah.
He was like, that's bullshit. Your mama's bullshit.
He's been saying
you
for a
are
while.
Bullshit. Yeah, he rhymed it.
This ain't his first bullshit rodeo. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He has said bullshit many times. I said, uh-huh, Mr. Rick Santorum, you bullshit. You bullshit.
Judge
you cuss.
Jay
you bullshit.
Down.
Yes.
Absolutely. I like this. This is fun.
This is awesome. And when I met President Obama, I'll tell you that. He wasn't the president at the time.
He was running.
He was running.
Okay, so it was like the same kind of circuit.
It was the same thing. Uh-huh. And he knew, like you said, he would say things like, oh, something about you.
Yeah.
He definitely knew it. We had called to see if we could get his campaign manager, to see if we could get on there and everything.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, well, you got to meet him in this city or that city.
Yeah.
And he happened to be coming to Denver.
Okay.
And I was living in Denver at the time.
Fine.
And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
I will
see
him.
At a convention.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
I can get him. And he was coming out of a church, and they said, well, you have to be near the church.
You got to be ready.
So I was like, okay. So I was hiding in the bushes.
Oh, Lord.
But the Secret Service man did know I was going
to
be there.
Yeah,
he did, too.
You communicated that to them. Yeah,
and he did, too. Because he had Secret Service
way
detail. Early.
Yeah, because they knew
it was like the first day he said, I'm running for president. They were like, and you're what color?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm half. Like, they were like, still half.
Yeah, half.
Well, we protect the half that's dark. Because they're going to get you, my brother.
Good.
So I would jump out of the bushes at him, and I said, can I ask you a question? Junior Senator Obama, and he said, yes, yes, yes. He goes, oh, you're the girl that's been asking all the funny questions.
Oh, wow. He's like a Wikipedia.
And he was like,
He's like a Wikipedia guy.
He goes, I'm ready for mine. He
He's
goes,
excited.
What are you going to ask? He was so excited. He was so cool. And he was like, is this good for you?
Yeah.
Am I ready?
Do you want me to not
And he goes, am I supposed to tell a joke, too? Because I got to. And I was like, Let me ask the questions. Okay?
Take
I'll be Oprah.
Take charge.
You be Gail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I had to bring him down because he was, you know,
he was a little bit too geek for
He was too geek. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Barack.
Hussein.
Bring it down. Let me go Michelle on you, okay?
Nice.
You ain't the
nice.
Leader of the free world when you talking to the sisters, all right? You still just a man. So bring it back down. So anyway, I said to him, I said, no, I'm not going to ask you. You don't have to tell Jim. He said, okay. So I said, well, let me ask you two questions. because people always say that you're not black enough. And this is when everybody was like, he's not black enough. Now he's too black, I think, people are saying.
He's not black enough to be president.
Yeah, people are like, oh, you're not black enough. But you're not black enough. People are always saying that. So I said, let me ask you two questions, and it'll just prove how black you are. That's my stomach, obviously.
Yeah.
So I said, in your house, when you were growing up, what flavor bubblegum do you chew? He said, Hubba Bubba. Now, black people chew Hubba Bubba. So I was like, this man is colored. I don't care what nobody says he's colored. I said, okay, now we're just going to one more, bring it in for the punch.
I was a grape. Grape bubblicious, though.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, what color Kool-Aid? Actually, I said, what flavor Kool-Aid do you drink?
Did he
said, red.
The color, yes.
He said, red. That is a colored man
absolutely.
Day.
Yeah,
I actually said,
red
this
never
mind. Because he was so perfect with that. I was like, this man's black.
Oh, yeah.
He's black.
He's clear.
And you could see he was black when he did the first dance. Mm-hmm. Remember when they won and they had the first
inaugural ball.
He had his tongue hanging out. There's no black person that does not dance with the tongue hanging out.
Hey, Jordan probably started that whole thing, right?
No matter how cool you are, your tongue has to hang out your mouth.
Yeah.
That's white people don't do that. You guys are like, whoa, yes, this is so cool. Oh my God, I love that. Of course, you guys dance to the words and not the beat. That will mess you up. That's why you never go to a house party with white people, because you always have to slow it down.
I try not to go to house parties with white people.
Because they'll mess. If you are dancing on the dance floor, like if somebody's listening to this right now and you're getting ready to go to the club, let me give you a quick tip.
Well, this is our podcast is great for people that are about to go party.
Yeah, you're getting ready to go party and you're driving down the street listening to the podcast and you're going to a hot club in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful. Because people can get you off your game.
Yeah.
Has this happened to you? They can get you out of your lane. And this goes back to Billy Burr. When Billy Burr was saying earlier, he was talking about comedians not knowing they can't be funny outside of their
circle. Yeah.
Billy and people that are going dancing.
Okay.
You have to stay in your lane.
Yeah.
This is all I have to say.
Okay. Yeah.
You need to stay in your lane. If you know that you shouldn't go to a hee-haw bar because it's going to be full of white people who are going to be dancing to the words, not the beat, that's going to get you out your lane.
Yeah, I mean, like a Charlie Pride could pull it off, but maybe not an Usher.
Yeah. Don't go. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get them out of their lane. And they're going to get hurt.
There's a lot of chaos.
Because they're going to start dancing to the beat, which they can't do.
Yeah.
They need to focus on the word.
And you can slowly, over time, gradually do that. But you can't do that in one night.
So Billy Burr,
yeah,
I love you like a play cousin.
Mm-hmm.
But people need to stay in their lane.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to like a Dane Cook.
Mm-hmm.
He is hilarious on the college circuit.
Yes. Yeah, the mainstream circuit,
But you don't want to see him at the improv.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
That way you don't
go to Staples Center. Don't go to,
Because if you pay $60 to go see Dane Cook at the improv, now you got to whoop Dane Cook's ass because it's not $60 worth of funny at the improv.
No.
But if you pay $20 at your college frat house, to go see him. He's hilarious.
It's perfect for that. Yeah,
he's hilarious. And that's why you got to stay in your lane. Yeah. People, we need to stay in our lanes.
Yeah.
Stay in your lanes and you'll be safe and you won't get hurt. Rick Santorum, stay in your lane.
Yeah. You can play, Black Club. You can play Garth Brooks at a Black Club, but you can't play Garth Brooks, but you can't play Timberlake,
Stay in your lane. Whatever your lane is, just stay in your lane. And then that way, we don't like the guy that you almost had to run over.
Oh,
should have ran over.
He
was not in his lane.
Yeah.
The first guy
realized, hey, you know what? I may have the right of way, but I know what physics are.
Yes.
You know, I'm a 150-pound guy. That's a 1,500-pound vehicle.
Yes.
You know?
And see, you caused that because you weren't in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
and then it caused the friction. Yeah. So there we have it. That's how I solve problems.
I think we've had our life lesson tonight.
Stay in your lane.
And let's take this country back. One slap at a time.
Judge Jay, this is going to be happening.
Yeah, this is going to be happening.
Congressional octagon.
Yeah, I think I get Vance. I think I definitely can.
I like this idea. Jay, you're doing shows all over Los Angeles.
Yes, I am. You can see me. You can come to my website.
Yes.
JaylynBishop.com.
Mm-hmm. And J-A-Y?
J-A-Y-L-Y-N. For some reason.
One N.
Yes. You know, you were saying people have a hard time with your last name.
Yeah.
Occasionally. It's just weird when it comes up. Like, that's.
Nobody knows how to spell my name.
Jaylen Bishop?
I just call you Jay.
Hardest name in the planet. People go Jaylan. No, Jaylin. It's Jay and Lynn.
Yeah.
J-A-Y-L-Y-N.
Is there a space in
Bishop?
Yeah.
No, it's all together.
L-Y-N.
Jay and Lynn.
That's weird.
With one N.
So easy.
Yes, Jaylyn Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P.
Just like the church, except for I don't touch children.
Yeah, well, you know, unless they're your children, but you don't touch them inappropriately.
And my son is too old to be touched unless you want to slap and punch him. He's 252 months old.
I don't plan on touching your son.
No, he's 6'2". He will touch back.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, I'm going to be at the John Lovitz. April 4th is my first big show.
In Universal City?
In Universal City. And so, obviously, we will have already taped this.
And it was great.
Time.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
We're going to tell you in advance it was awesome, because we know.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. But the next show that you can come to is on April 11th. Now, that show is going to be hilarious. We have some comics that will knock your socks off.
And
we really do.
And where will that be at?
That will be at John Lovitz at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And you can Facebook me, Jaylen Bishop, and you can be my friend. And if you friend me from this podcast, and you tell me you friend me from this podcast, I'll give you and four of your closest friends
or enemies.
Okay.
That's the way you roll.
Free tickets.
Also, if you're going to the John Lovitz Comedy Club, park in the valet. It's cheaper.
Yes, it's $3. On the night that my show is, I made sure that it's $3 to park in the valet.
Wednesday. She's juiced in with Universal. Yes, she has it that way.
That is. It's Wednesday.
Because they're excited about the show. They're excited about the Judge Jay show.
They're excited about the show. And who wouldn't be? I'm getting ready to be a huge megastar.
Come
see me before tickets are $5,000.
Yeah, we're gonna sync it up with Universal and Univision.
That's right.
We're gonna have a Spanish translation.
That's right. That's right. For all of my Dominican fans out there, because you know I'm half Dominican.
Yes.
So all of my Dominican fans out there, come and see me. Come say, ah, Dominica mommy. And you can get in for free too.
Yes. So, gratis.
Yeah. So everybody, four free tickets for you and your friends. Just hit me up on Jaylen Bishop.
And you're on Twitter?
Yeah. I am Twittering or tweeting. Twatting. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like to tweet
Twitching.
Or twat.
I
like twat, but I don't like twat.
That would be
icky and nasty. No, I don't really like to tweet. I don't get it.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't want followers.
Oh, I enjoy them. It's fun.
It's weird.
It's fun.
I'm dyslexic. I can't spell good. So I don't want no follower.
And then everybody on Twitter can. So.
Yeah, because everybody will say something. No, you can't spell what the shit.
That was one thing I had a problem with last week. I tweeted something out and I misspelled the word quandary and I got retweeted 13 times, I think. And so that was, and then I looked it up and I go, yeah, I did misspell that. I was disappointed.
See, get something to do, people. That's what I said. This country needs to be brought back one slap at a time. We need to slap whoever made Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to start going outside. We need to start going outside. People
You can tweet from outside.
Look at this guy right here. He's driving, riding a bike. He's not on a bike. He's skateboarding, and he's on his phone. He is Facebooking, probably on his phone.
He's checking in where he's at.
Oh, probably.
That is crazy.
I can't stand it.
It's too much. Unplug.
All right.
Out of the matrix.
Dave. What's wrong with you, Dave, this week?
I'll be at the Drinking Buddies podcast on Wednesday.
In Long
April
Beach.
11th. Yes.
Ooh. Do you get to drink?
I think so.
Cal State Long Beach. Fun place. Yeah.
Oh. I don't know. This is my first time on it. Mm-hmm. And I might go up to San Francisco this weekend. Don't know.
Yeah.
Debating.
Mm. Nice, nice, fun stuff.
And you'll be getting married?
Yeah. I'll be getting married, yes.
Where are you getting married?
I'm getting married at the Little White Chapel in Las Vegas.
I think you should go to Reno to get married.
I think you should go to the...
Reno's further. We're trying to get some people to come with us, you know, if you want to come. Yeah.
I think you should go to the Vegas Chapel.
Well, yeah, we'll figure that out when we get... I want to go to the one they use in Hangover, actually.
Could you have Elvis marry you?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yes.
No, yeah, could probably. I'm down for that.
But what about a Star Trek
character? I want a stormtrooper to marry me.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, what colors are you guys wearing?
I'm probably going to...
Oklahoma colors.
Yeah, my school colors. Orange and black. I'll probably wear something. I haven't really figured it out. We're going really casual.
Guys,
we're going really casual. She's on board with it. She's cool. She's a girl.
You should wear a tuxedo t-shirt.
I think so.
If I could find an orange and black one, which are my school colors, I would go with that. Absolutely.
I think you can have that made.
You can find that easily.
You can have that made in the next week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Easily.
It's your wedding. It's a special day.
Yeah, it's gonna
get orange and black tuxedo.
Yeah, and we're going to K Jewelers, so that's going to be pretty exciting. Yeah.
Because every kiss begins with K.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's
Congratulations.
See. So yeah, I really don't have anything booked next week.
Except your wedding.
Except my wedding. That's the biggest booking
date. I think
I don't really have anything booked.
The 15th. The Sunday I'll be in Santa Monica at O'Brien's. It's a fun little show. And go out to that at the 8 o'clock.
I'll also be in Upland.
Oh.
So if you guys...
Oh, is that the casino place?
I will be... You go on my Facebook because I don't know the exact place.
Oh, it's far.
But
it's like damn near Big Bear. It's on the other side of Ontario.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm going to go to Big Bear. I'm going to skiing.
All right. Well, this has been a good podcast. Would you agree, Dave?
I had fun.
Jay?
I had a great time.
We all had a fun time. We thank you for listening. Keep listening every week. You can find all previous episodes on our website, wegetchicks.com. For Dave, Jay, thank you very much.
Thank you guys for having
me. Thank you.
Keep listening. Tell your friends. Have a great one.
Toodles.
Who the fuck invited you?
Get out. Anybody who's been hating away, you know you really been slow in my game. And I don't know who gave you the invite. We are ready to hear that.